privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Privacy Settings. My name's Will and I go through your favourite people's phones. With me today is a comedian who, according to her Instagram bio, embarrasses herself online and on stage. It's Imogen Andrews.
Hello.
Do you think you'll embarrass yourself today?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah?
I'm sure. Well, I'll be embarrassed.
Oh.
I'm sure other people will be.
Thrilled. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know.
We don't want to guess.
I'm already embarrassing myself.
I don't think that was that embarrassing.
Oh. Overthinking it now.
Oh no. Should we just have a little overthink?
Yeah.
Because I'll have social anxiety afterwards that I made you overthink. And then you'll be overthinking it.
Yeah. When I give you my phone, I was talking to my dad. He might pop up. We'll see.
What kind of chat were you having with dad?
Actually about like nutrition and stuff. I was complaining about my IBS to him.
Yeah.
Because I just want more people to complain to, even though I know it's probably not a good idea getting him involved at all. And then he was like, well, I've been doing keto for like months and it's really helped.
Whoa.
I'm not doing keto.
No. Well, I mean, I don't want to take your phone from you because you're having a nice chat with your dad.
It's
but
fine,
can I have your phone?
Yeah, you can.
Do you spend a lot of time on your phone, Imogen?
Yeah.
Too much? Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely too much.
Yeah.
So on the weekends, I try and not open social media. So I'm mm-hmm. very proud about this fact. I'm always going on about it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean, it does mean that I'm on it a bit less. But I find myself, like, I'll be opening my bank app. I'll be scrolling through the weather. What's the weather like in every single country I've ever visited? Let's go back through my iMessage. You know, no one uses iMessage. I'll just want to be touching it. And it's quite disturbing because then I was like, well, I'd maybe rather just be on Instagram than like going through my Lloyds.
Going through my Lloyds sounds IBS related.
Yeah, it does.
Is that just because you're tricking your brain to be like, well, I'm on an app, so I'm still
doing
something?
Yeah, I think it's just such an addiction that you just want that hit of something. But like, I'm not. Yeah, Lloyds and the weather app just doesn't quite do
just
that.
Just quite cut it. No.
Yeah, but then you know. But then on Monday, I'm back to opening the apps, and it's like my brain's had this little pause. So then I open it on Monday, and my screen time on a Monday. Yeah, because it's like the fresh high of it all.
Well, actually, that's not the case. On your screen time here, Tuesday was the big offender.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got 5 hours
that
and 44
I think
minutes.
Monday I must have been doing something.
Maybe it's a bank holiday and you didn't know what to do.
Or maybe I'd looked. Sometimes I do fuck up and I look at social media on the weekend. So maybe I had been using it already.
Yeah, actually, Saturday and Sunday are about 4 hours and then 3 hours.
Yeah, okay, so actually everything I said is kind of wrong then.
Well, not all of that social media,
though,
is it?
It's only 1 week as well, you know. I think I didn't... So, I was gonna... Yeah, there was... Well, this is the last full week, but then this week, I think my screen time on Monday was like 9 hours.
Oh, should we have a look?
Do you want me
okay.
to...
Okay, oh yeah, okay, so... On Monday
was bad.
Monday with 9 hours, yeah.
Nine hours, that's disgusting. Me and my best friend, I would say, have like quite a codependent friendship. Mm-hmm. So we kind of WhatsApp each other all the time. And that day we were just like, so I'm doing this now. Yeah, I'm doing this now.
Texting or voice notes?
Mixture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Your most used app over that week, 9 hours and 47 minutes on WhatsApp.
That'll be with a lot of it to my bestie, Hannah.
I thought
and then we'll meet up and then have like more to talk about.
That's great.
Yeah, it's quite cute, but yeah.
What have you messaged Hannah recently?
Just because it's someone else, it might be something she said.
We were talking about
this podcast, actually.
Were you?
Well, yeah, she knows everything I'm up to all the time.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, so the last thing, I think she's probably having a nap right now. I can tell, like, what she's doing in her day.
How can you tell that?
Because she's not working at the moment, and she sometimes has, like, a middle-of-the-day nap, and it's because she hasn't replied to me in a while for us. So the last... So the last time it's
So the only option is that she's unconscious.
Yeah, 100%. 5 minutes to one, I sent her a voice note. She asked me, how are you feeling for the Go Through Your Phone podcast? Ha ha. Should I play the voice note?
Yeah. Get it close to the microphone if you could.
I'm scared. I can't even remember what I said now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just always that thing of like, I feel like I'm most able to be funny if I'm just being kind of honest. But then when you're sort of censoring yourself, I'm like, do I want to tell them about that? There's one thing that I've got, which is like this thing that I found at Pat's, which is like, to do on death.
This is something that we might go through, so I'll skip that bit.
No spoilies.
Like, one of my, like, I don't know, Roger's brother, I think, follows me. And then it's like, why is she sharing all that stuff?
That's
but then
my
it's like, I mean, it's all about my life. Like, what can I share? So
so it's not even that interesting. I just say, like, every thought that comes into my head to her all the time.
We've never had a guest play their thoughts of what they felt before. And there was a moment there where I thought you were going to be like, oh, fucking hell, I've got to do this shitty thing.
No, yeah. I didn't say that.
Yeah,
it was just my dilemma of, you know, how much you give away about your life, really. But clearly quite a lot.
Yeah, so so the stuff that you don't want to say and stuff you do want to say.
Well,
you're worried about censoring
yourself. I think podcasts are hard because, do you know what it is? It's the clip economy that we're in these days. Mm. And I feel like if you were probably to listen to the podcast as a whole, I'm probably fine in them. But then sometimes if things are clipped up out of context,
yeah,
you're like, you know, and that's what I think what makes you paranoid. So it's also always like if I slightly overshare something and then that little bit does well. I don't think any clip I've been on a podcast has done well. So brace yourself for that.
God, who books these guests?
Yeah, well, it's because maybe I'm not being open enough. Maybe if I... But anyway, then, you know, then comes the shame.
Then comes the shame. Oh, maybe I'm not
to
being...
be here.
Maybe I'm not being open enough, says the guest who opened by saying, I have IBS and I text my dad about
it. And then played my voice note.
Yeah, yeah. The second biggest app is 8 hours and 24 minutes on Instagram.
Yeah.
All work, no play?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing on Instagram. I do talk to people on there as well.
Yeah.
And then looking at other people's lives and what they're up to. It's a really great use of my time. I feel, you know, fantastic, obviously, after I do that. And checking my views, rechecking my views, checking my views again, checking my story views, checking my views.
Texting Hannah about the views.
Texting Hannah about my views.
Been some nice DMs?
Yeah, some, I mean... Yeah, they're mixed.
We've got one of your DMs right
here.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Fausto Monti.
Yeah.
I don't believe Fausto Monti is his real name because Fausto Monti was a socialist Italian mayor from Fausto Monti in 1985 to 1999. So I don't think that's him.
Okay.
Do you want to read out the DM that you received?
Yeah, sure. Hello, I saw your channel TikTok and you channel Instagram, the video. Am I going to have to split you two up? Hashtag comedy, hashtag skit, hashtag teacher, hashtag comedy skit, hashtag funny. Sorry. That was actually the caption of a video that I made.
Yeah, and he said, I saw on your channel TikTok and you channel Instagram the video.
Yeah. So he's, yeah.
That's a funny sketch.
It's a great opening line.
Yeah.
you are magnificent and awesome in the role of kidnapper wearing a nylon tights in this video. A question. Speaking of bad roles... Have you ever thought about making a video evil roleplay as a robber slash burglar, totally black, with a black rubber gloves and three holes, black balaclava of wool, which I attached to you a photo. A photo? Question mark. Clearly, I will pay for the black balaclava. Greetings. And then about 10 different emojis.
Yeah, heart eyes, floaty hearts, kissy hearts, smiley face, even smileier face, smiley face, heart eyes, floaty hearts, kissy hearts. So have you ever thought about making a video evil roleplay as a rubber burglar, totally black with a black rubber gloves and three holes, black balaclava?
Now I have.
Attached to a photo.
I mean, I never got the black balaclava of wool that he... And I never even got the photo attached, so... It's hard to know where to go with it, really, because I'm still waiting on that.
Yeah. God, you're spending 8 hours and 24 minutes on Instagram just waiting for a reply. We actually had a look at these guys, the guys that who
oh,
he
did
follows.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also, I've just realised he sent that on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
That's a weird note.
That was quite a long time after I made that sketch, I think, as well.
I think this guy is just really into masks and balaclavas because he follows Ski Mask _ Betty. We didn't include the pictures of her stuff because it's quite quite spicy.
I'm starting to feel less special.
Oh, sorry about that.
Worse, isn't it?
This is also Nasiba Mask.
Oh.
Who wears lots of masks. And what is that? What is her bio? If my posts are inappropriate, don't follow me, motherfuckers. But she has asterisked out the sea of motherfuckers because she's a good dude and she loves hashtag balaclava.
She's hardcore, but she's, you know, she knows when to censor herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you can still feel special because these two people specialize in balaclavas and masks.
True.
But you're a comedian.
He found that one video that I was wearing a nylon tight over my face for about half a second. And yeah.
Did you use any hashtags like hashtag mask? No.
No.
Comedy skit you can teacher, see which, comedy yeah. skit funny, yeah.
Hashtag funny.
Some people go a long way to find a woman who'll put on a balaclava for them.
Yeah. But I just really like that greetings was at the end. That just sealed it all together for me.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Greetings.
Greetings at the end as well. Greetings with about 12 emojis.
So do you think he just copy and paste? I also like how he's really specific about the type of fabric, the material.
Yeah.
Rubber gloves, nylon tights, wool balaclava. So he doesn't want, he wants a range of stuff going on.
And did you reply to him?
No.
Did you tell Hannah about him?
I think I might put it on my stories at the times. This is probably a boring story for anyone listening, because obviously everyone checks my stories. But so she probably would have seen it via that.
Right. So you told her indirectly.
I'm not sure whether she replied or not.
No. I hope Hannah wakes up from her nap before the end of this episode.
No, me too.
I'll be excited. Have you got notifications on?
Yeah, it should pop up, yeah.
Excellent. I've just noticed the background of your phone is a very pretty garden.
Yes, it's from Greece.
In Greece?
I was in Greece, yeah.
With Hannah?
No, it was actually a solo trip.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What did you do in Greece?
I went on a writing retreat. This was like a couple of years ago. I was like, I'm going to finish my script. Didn't finish my script.
Nice.
I obviously went alone to not make friends. There were these two girls from South London that were on my flight. They're exactly the same time as me. Yeah. They were mad.
Yeah.
They wouldn't leave me alone. They took me. It was like an all-inclusive kind of thing because I was like, it'll be easy. I'll just have everything there and I'll just write. Getting me out to listen to them do karaoke every night. We were doing conga lines with everyone at the resort. And I'd have to hide in my room to be like, I need to write this script. And they'd be like, where are you? Let me find you. We're going on a boat trip. Do you want to come? And I was just like, oh, yeah. And then they got in a mad fight with one of the waiters was trying to chat up one of them. They all went out clubbing one night with the waiter as well. They got in a mad fight with him.
Why'd they get in a fight with him? Because he wanted them to put on a wool balaclava?
Yeah, I think so. And it was just too bloody hot.
Yeah. I'm not putting that on now, mate. Yeah. I've got these nylon gloves on.
Exactly.
I'm boiling.
I don't know. He was just being a bit of a dickhead or something. And then, I've gotten a big fight. And then they were like, going to report to the police. And then, so it wasn't really what I had in mind. I didn't finish that script.
No. The end of the script is just a witness statement.
Yeah.
A Greek police station. Oh, dear. Well, listen, Imogen, it's time for us to put a balaclava on, kidnap this section of the podcast, and go to an ad break. We're back soon.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio, the show that sets a timer on every guest's phone. What happens when it ends? They die. Imogen, are you prepared for 1,262 days, 14 hours and 22 minutes from now?
Yes.
I think Hugh's implying that's when you're going to die.
Ah, okay.
Because the producer wrote that line.
Right, yeah. I thought... This is how bad I am at maths. I thought that was until I do my friend show. I thought... I've got a lot less time than I thought.
So we're recording this in May.
Yeah.
And you're doing your friend show.
In August. Yeah.
And you thought that was 1,262.
You said it really fast.
I did say it fast. I guess unlikable worms.
So you're just trying to... really, nicely plug my show.
No.
But it was about me dying. So
yeah, it was
fine.
About your death, which apparently is in 3.5 years' time for some reason. I don't know why he's done that. Do you know who else is bad at maths?
Who?
Unlikable Worms.
Yeah.
The name of your Edinburgh show?
Yeah.
9:30 PM at the Pleasance Dome?
Absolutely. I'll be there every night, apart from 17th or something.
17th or something. Go then.
Yeah,
don't. Just look on the website.
Just
you don't need to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good show?
I hope so. I'm trying some characters I do online, trying some new characters, bit of stand-up, a bit of everything, really. A bit of screen time, developing it at the moment, so hopefully it will come together nicely. But they are all quite unlikable characters, hence the title.
That's nice. I imagine you're doing lots of research for your show at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a look at your YouTube history.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I imagine this is all in preparation for your Edinburgh show.
No, this is. I couldn't hold the joke for too long in case you clip it up.
I'd say you didn't hold the joke for more than a second.
Yeah, I didn't, did I?
No.
Timing is something I really need to work on, actually. Yeah, do you know what? Before I was searching cold approach, which is when basically men go up to women on the street and try and chat them up, mm-hmm. With no indication that the woman's interested at all. I was searching cold open, and I realised that's like the thing they do on SNL.
Yeah, yeah.
They do like a cold... Yeah,
or movies. Yeah, or like TV shows.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, yeah.
Wasn't getting much. Yeah,
most recent stuff. Episode of Succession. Yeah. It started with a guy chatting up a woman.
Anyway, I found some amazing people that do this, and it's just honestly, it is so cringy. There's one guy, he's not the worst. He's not a total incel, but it's just so painful to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so cringy. Anyways, I'm trying to develop a character who does this, but. I think she's a woman that does this to men.
Oh,
but yeah.
So it's because it's all pickup artistry shit. Right?
Yeah, basically, it's like so. This guy's approach is like, you know, you don't have to be really extroverted to chat people up randomly. You know, you can just do it, and like it's a numbers game kind of thing. And he just gives examples of like how to have a really great conversation, but none of it is good conversation.
Do you remember any of his advice?
Well, probably stealing quite a lot of it for my show, so I don't know. I don't want to give it. No, what did he say? He's just like, you know, he's like when they want to eject the conversation.
Oh, it's a tough use of the word eject.
It is. You know, you can kind of bring them in with a hook or something like that. Honestly, I just get the vibe he's making up as he goes along.
Yeah,
he's just approaching women, saying random shit, and then being like, "So that was a really good example of." Something going really well. And then that's kind of like... bullshit off the back of it. So.
I feel like they also just do this kind of thing where it's like, they break down like small talk.
Yeah.
And they're like, I asked her about the weather. And see that?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
pretty clear. It's like, what are you talking about? That's just asking someone about the weather.
Exactly, yeah.
Just being polite to someone.
But I watched another one recently that was awful. It was like, how to approach an arrogant woman. And this woman was like... totally nice and normal. She was giving him a bit of banter because he's a random guy that's come up to her on the street asking weird questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just being like, this really isn't someone I'd want to date because she's so arrogant, so up herself. But by the end of it, I had her like putty in my hands. And like by the end of it, yeah, he really didn't. Anyway, I'm not telling it. Just, I'd say go and watch it, but also don't.
Hey, you could go watch your show.
Yeah, just watch my show.
And then you learn about
it. I'll take the best bits of these videos.
The best bits.
The best
bits. How would you approach a girl you don't know? Say you don't know Hannah.
Yeah.
And you need to, like, get in there. You're like, she's a high-value woman.
Yeah, yeah. How would I do it? I don't want to take any of the advice that I've learned.
No.
I think I would maybe... I was about to say compliment them, but actually that is what they say in these videos. I can't undo what I've learned.
Wow. There's a guy called Eric Von Markovich, who's one of these guys. He wears, like, steampunk stuff.
Ooh.
And he is, I'd say, the most gigantic loser I've ever seen.
I mean, if someone came up to me in that hat, like, that's already... I'm already ejecting, do you know what I mean?
he says... he taught me some advice.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I'd try that on you now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to do what he said to do.
Okay.
I'm hugging you now.
Please stop.
I'm hugging you in my head. It's
in your
nice.
Head?
Yeah.
Can you get off in your head?
He doesn't sort of account for this happening. Now I'm kissing you in my head.
Oh,
I really didn't like doing
it. I can't believe he says that.
Yeah, yeah. There are 4 hours in a pickup game. The first hour is warm-up. The last hour is power hour. And then you have to do a thing called time bridging. Can you guess what time bridging is?
Go on.
Well, you're sort of time bridging with Hannah, actually.
Yeah.
Just staying in touch.
Okay. So just pestering someone all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just texting him.
Okay.
He calls it time bridging.
Oh God. Makes me want to cry.
Okay. Oh, that's good, actually. That's good for me.
Okay.
We usually get funny guests on, but you're doing really well.
Nice.
That's like negging. So
yeah.
Has that worked? Do you like me more?
Do you know what? It was more bearable than I'm kissing you in my head.
Here we go.
Line.
It's getting better.
It was more bearable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no ejections here. And then you've also, after you've searched all this How to Approach a Girl You Don't Know, Cold Approach London, Cold Approach, then straight onto Bonnie Blue.
Yeah. So I've got a
parody. It's that palette cleanser.
Okay. Yeah. Palette cleanser, yeah. I've got a parody Bonnie Blue character as well.
Ronnie Red?
Ronnie Red, yeah. Thank you for knowing your stuff.
I'm a big fan of Bonnie Blue, and I just found that by accident.
Yeah.
Sending lots of women DMs about balaclavas. I stumbled upon that video.
Yeah, it happens.
It does happen.
So I'm trying to sort of impersonate her a bit, but I'm not very good at it.
You're negging yourself.
I am.
That's terrible.
These guys have got into my head.
No, I think you've got into your head. No, it's probably their fault. Ronnie Red, 1,000 eggs in a day. That's famously what she did.
Yes, famously. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, she's a culinary provocateur. So she does a lot of extreme things with food. Is kind of the vibe. But yeah, she's. I mean, I think what I am almost able to do is the sort of dead look behind the eyes, which is she's so famous for. This is the accent. It's a bit harder for me.
Can we see your best Bonnie Blue dead behind the eyes?
I don't know.
It's pretty good.
I'm trying to get into it.
No, it was good. Okay, I didn't like it, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
So you look dead behind
the eyes.
I think
she either doesn't really blink or it's like a really slow kind of...
Yeah.
Almost like she's telling herself, you need to blink. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she does seem like someone who's thinking about blinking. Yeah. She's a real blink thinker.
But the funny thing about her is like she's just so like, she just doesn't really have much, well, you know, you have to tell me what you think, but she just doesn't have much sex appeal, really. Like, as in just the way that she, it's just she's so like distant.
Yeah.
There's just the way that she, I mean, I look quite a lot like these open, what are they called? Cold open guys.
Cold approach. You really can't get that out of your head, can you? I do think that like some men just shouldn't be allowed cameras and phones and editing equipment. I think there should be a test you have to pass.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make uncharismatic shit content where you film people non-consensually and talk to them and then analyse the conversation.
And insult them often as well.
Yeah.
Imagine like, finding out you've been filmed secretly and then this guy is a dick.
Yeah.
Basically. So yeah, no, they're great. It's a great... corner of the internet.
That one of those videos is from a place called Pull University.
Oh yeah.
Have you joined?
Yeah, that's why. That's the guy, I think, Pull University. Unless it's like a bunch of them. I guess it's a university, so probably
just
students.
I don't imagine they're a red brick. You know?
Yeah.
There's probably a joke in it being a polytechnic.
There probably is,
There probably is a joke
Maybe
in
it's
that.
Just that.
Maybe it's just me saying.
Yeah, I think you did the
Well, it's quite devastating because Pull University...
Yeah, this is the guy that I've been watching.
More subscribers than me on YouTube, so that's...
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah.
That's tricky to learn, 3,700.
I'm quite tempted to, like, sign up to a course because that's what he's trying to sell.
Yeah, you can join for... I went on the website, you can go for a one-on-one call.
Yeah.
And I clicked on the 15th of May, and the only dates available were at, like, 9 and 10 p.m. I was like, what are you doing in your daytime, you weirdo?
Yeah, probably has another job.
What's he say? I'm Ephraim. I help introverted, analytical professionals attract higher quality women without changing their personality using my proven quiet confidence playbook.
Yeah. He's a good man to give you money to. Oh, my God.
Definitely the saddest episode so far.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, which isn't your fault. It is their fault.
Yeah.
I'm suffering.
Don't go down a rabbit hole. It's easy to go down a rabbit hole. I was watching it while I was, like, eating my lunch the other day, and I was like, I've literally just watched, like, 40 minutes of this.
Eating your ketogenic lunch.
Yeah.
Your dad's forced to sprinkling zinc on the top
steak.
Of it.
I'm like, who am I? I'm on keto, and I'm, you know, going to start approaching girls. I am. Turning into an incel.
Well, the best thing you can do is up your style, I think, and up your game. And you've done some shopping online, I see.
Nice segue.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Not, I think a real nice segue is one that doesn't force the guest to say nice segue.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's on me. I think a good segue, you wouldn't have noticed that I'd moved on. But it was so sort of earth-shatteringly obvious that I was moving on. Speaking of moving on, you can only really move on in shoes. You've been looking at some shoes.
Yes.
Perfect.
Not a massive funny story behind this, but I was just...
Great. Strap in, folks.
Not massively funny. I think footwear really makes me laugh. Like, a lot of my characters, like, I'm thinking from the shoes up. Do you know what I mean?
Like a funny, no, I don't know what
funny,
you mean.
A funny shoe really can sell a character.
I think they say that in like putting an outfit together. They're like, you dress from the shoe up.
Oh,
but you're
they?
Like character-wise.
Character-wise, yeah. So before I started making this guy character and before anything, I was like, he needs to have this kind of shoe, like that kind of brown. It just makes you feel sick. Anyway, my mum, I was at the time using her Amazon Prime and she thought I was buying my boyfriend these shoes and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, no.
No.
She was like, don't shop on Amazon for clothes. So she thought that I was literally buying them seriously, but no.
No.
No. But yeah, so funny shoes is like where I start with a lot of character development.
Maybe that balaclava guy just thinks balaclavas are really funny.
Yeah.
Maybe he has the same. He dresses characters from the top down.
Yeah.
You from the bottom up.
I think we've just read it wrong. I think that if we were to read it again, it'd be like, it would be great if you wear a wool balaclava. And that's why the grammar's so bad, because he's just pissing himself.
Giggling all over the shop.
Yeah.
So did you these shoes, these dress formal Oxford brogues, size 6 to 12, they make you feel sick?
Yeah, well, I just think it's the type of shoe that, I don't know, it's kind of, it's kind of wedding guest. I think I'm just sort of, I can smell the smell of this person that wears these shoes.
Describe it to me.
Kind of like Red Bull, which always makes me kind of think of puke. The smell of Red Bull.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I sort of feel like there's a bit of sweat in there.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of Lynx.
Lynx Africa?
Yeah, maybe.
Or not even?
Just any. Maybe a weird spin-off Lynx that no one's
Lynx
even...
Lynx Europe or something.
Yeah. So that's sort of, it just kind of all comes together, really.
And
just the personal space being way too invaded.
Yeah, and a bit bad breath.
Yeah, a bit bad breath, yeah.
Of food, but not the food that was at the wedding.
Yeah. Like, why did you eat, like, tuna pasta before 9 a.m. before you came to the wedding?
Yeah, and it's for protein gains.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What's this character's name?
I don't know yet. I actually got it for a video. I think what I'm realizing about the live stuff is that people can't see the shoes as much.
That is the main problem.
Because I can film the shoes.
You can.
In videos, but so I.
So you think the main stumbling block to your live comedy has been I can't see the shoes.
Some live camera that would then project.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Handstand show.
Pardon?
Handstand show.
Oh yeah.
The whole show upside down.
Yeah.
Like a bat.
Yeah. I'd have to work on that, but I've got 1,000.
You've got 1,268 days.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah.
He's the shoes have been in my cupboard for a while, and the rest of the character's still like seeds. I'm just waiting for it to grow.
Great stuff. Thanks, Imogen. It's time for a quick break so we can go out and film some cold approaches. See you soon, fellow Rizzlers. Eject.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the show that loves relatable Instagram sketch comedy. POV, your Imogen Andrews on a podcast about phones.
Yay. POV, it's a sketch, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I usually script out my stuff before I just go for it.
Yeah, we haven't even checked what shoes we're wearing.
Exactly. I usually get a funny pair of shoes, script it out.
Yeah.
And then just edit the fuck out of it. So it's mostly just shoes, yeah.
What kind of character wears these guys?
I feel like you're leaving a lot to, I was about to say the imagination. Is that what I mean?
For the listener, I'm wearing trainers, white trainers that say feeler on them.
Yeah, just quite blank canvas, I think.
Mm.
You're keeping it open.
Paint me.
Yeah.
Sorry about saying that.
It's okay. I think you got to make a vid and then with your shoes and then see what the comments
okay,
say.
Great. I'll just we'll post the shoes on Instagram and then they can decide who I am.
Yeah.
What shoes are you wearing?
I'm wearing platform Uggs that got really wet in the rain, so yeah.
There's a character.
I think there's a character, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Drenched Dog Lady.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite sad.
Yeah.
She's got quite a sad life.
Oh. Oh. Poor Drenched Dog Lady.
I know.
So your character started the shoe. But you've got to write it, edit it, get it all down.
Yeah.
Are we writing it down in your notes app?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I look at your notes app?
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, okay. Let's get up some notes, shall we?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. go on.
Okay. Kids taking coke / dinner party talking about kid trivial / weird things. It's annoying when you don't get to see invisible people in films in their real body. Mm-hmm. Or...
So I've been messaging quite a lot with the balaclava guy, so my grammar was was getting worse. I think this was an idea I had before I started social media in like 2019 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was an old, I scrolled, yeah, to the bottom. And then, so this is one, I guess it didn't quite make it in. I think maybe I'd had a beer or two by the, or. but yeah, it just made me laugh. And I think maybe there's, I thought we could discuss, is there something in there? So, I mean, I don't think we can do kids taking coke, but I guess the idea is that it's as if they were, and then they're getting pissed off about kid things, you know? Like, I can't believe we don't get to see invisible people in films. Like, they're real bodies. Oh!
So what's, wait.
I don't know.
So they're pissed off that you don't get to see invisible people in films.
Yeah, you can't see like what they really look like. I'm not sure what I meant by that. I think that's
So are they upset that it's not like a sort of silhouette and it's just completely invisible?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're upset
about. Yeah,
they're
pissed off. Like they want to see the goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other things would kids be pissed off about?
I don't know. What do kids get pissed off about?
Well, should we start with the shoes? That seems like a helpful thing.
Yeah.
What shoes do kids wear?
The ones that light up are quite cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did we get rid of those? I think a character that wears light up trainers.
But he's 45.
Yeah. Velcro as well. That sound.
Good impression of Velcro.
Thank you.
Can you do an impression of laces? And slip ons?
Really.
Really nice. What are the shoes are there? Birkenstocks? Wet Uggs?
Okay, I'm going to stop now.
That's fair. Also, Heelys.
Heelys, yeah.
Did you ever wear Heelys?
I did have a pair, but I don't think I could get the knack of it, really.
Really?
I don't know. I have a memory of me in Heelys, but yeah, it didn't last long for some reason. Maybe I had a horrible accident. I blocked out or something. You never know. I don't know. It was cool, though. They were cool. That little glide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just seeing kids glide around like weird ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a kid who's upset that his Heelys are broken.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. So they might be upset about Heelys. But I don't think Heelys a thing anymore.
I don't know.
I'd probably not.
I think it'd be really funny if you wore Heelys in your show.
Yeah.
That'd be
oh
great.
Oh my God. God, I got to rewrite the whole thing now.
All about
just
Heelys.
Just do that. Heelys, light up shoes.
It's just all about shoes.
I wonder whether they even have adult sizes in light up shoes. I'm already envisaging some problems here.
Why are you so obsessed with shoes?
I don't know. They just make me laugh. Come on, we're laughing about these shoes. It's funny. Like my Tory MP character, she wears really, really sort of comfortable but ugly kind of loafers that are like red, you know, things like that. People like it.
People comment and
They comment about the shoes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
You're an influencer.
Actually, someone
Someone
once said like the shoes aren't ugly enough in the Tory MP one. And I was actually quite upset. I was like, I didn't do it justice. I should have got some uglier ones.
I gotta say, I've never looked at the shoes of an Instagram sketch and been like, ah, that's a bit off. Why are people so focused on clothing?
I don't know. It's just fun. It's just funny.
What shoes does Ronnie Red wear?
She wears... So she dresses quite kind of conservative, even though she does what she does.
Yeah.
So she might wear like a little ballet pump or like a kitten heel or something. Even though it's like, you know, you're expecting like stilettos, but she kind of, you know...
This note.
Oh, yeah.
A post where I just post about prank calling over the weekend.
Yeah. So this is more recent.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten back into prank calling recently, which I've just realised now. I'm saying on a bloody podcast, everyone's going to notice me when they get a call.
Oh, no.
I know. Shot myself in the foot there. So I had some friends around to dinner, and we had dinner.
Yeah.
We had some dessert. And then had a couple of drinks.
What shoes were you wearing?
I was at home, so probably slippers.
Yeah, great.
And then my friend was like, should we do prank calls? And she's a friend... She's a friend that I had at school.
Sorry, were you all wearing Heelys? This is so weird.
And then we used to love a prank call. It was like, and honestly, the high that I got from that evening of prank calling with my good friends was, you know, some people get the bag in. I would highly recommend a prank call on a Friday night.
What prank calls did you do?
I was a bit of a wuss, so my friend basically did most of them. She was just doing one character the whole time, an Australian that was like, "I met you at Notting Hill Carnival. How are you doing?" Yeah. And that was basically it. But the problem is she does it quite regularly, so it was quite hard to find people.
She does it regularly.
It's quite hard to find people that didn't know it was her. But we did. So then we called my friend, Tom. And he immediately thought it was my other friend, Anna. And it was so funny because he was like, "Anna, I know it's you." He was like, "I can hear our other friend, Krish, laughing in the background." And we're like, it's not even them.
Whoa. So the prank was just, it was a different prank.
Yeah. But then my friend got really annoyed with me, because then she was like, getting loads of calls from Tom being like, "Why did you prank call me?" I don't know if this is interesting to people that don't know all my random friends, but
I think this is so. I've not met anyone since I was 12 who does prank calls.
It's honestly really fun. So I thought maybe I should make a post about it, like I don't really do photo posts, but maybe I could do like a few like different angles of me like, on the phone and then upload that.
Yeah.
And just kind of tell people what I'm up to.
Yeah. Well, should we prank call someone now?
Yeah, go on then.
Who should we prank call? How do we prank call them from your phone? Don't they have your number saved?
We could do, yeah. Oh, 1-for-1. Do you not remember?
No, I feel like you've forgotten 1-for-1.
You put 1-for-1 before the number and then it comes up as unknown.
Okay. Do you want to... Should we prank call Rosalie Minute Craig?
Yeah, go on then.
Because we called... Or you could prank call Hannah.
She's not a massive... I feel bad.
You feel bad?
Yeah, I'd feel too bad. We could prank call, Niall Gray?
Oh, yeah, let's prank call Niall Gray.
Okay, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, you did a sketch with him recently.
Yeah.
Walking backwards, shows around London.
Yeah. Funny. We've done lots of... Okay, 1-for-1. Let's hope this actually works.
What are we going to say to Niall Gray?
Yeah, so true.
We're offering an investment in... We're seeing if he wants to buy Heelys.
Yeah.
Do
you want to do it, though? Because you might recognise my voice. Or should I... Do you want me to do it?
It's a good question. I think I want you to do it. I mean...
Okay. I'm just trying to think of voices because you know, I've done different voices. But,
okay.
Hello, I'm...
Yeah, it's good.
Hello, I got your number. Wait, are we going like business vibes?
Oh, yeah, he left something in a place.
Yeah, we were both at an event last night. So
you were with Niall?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What was the event?
It was for Rivals Season 2 release.
Oh!
So I could be like... Oh, yeah, it's really hard not to make my voice sound like me.
Go nasal.
Okay, really nasal.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but is that too obvious? That's quite prank cool. But, okay.
Look, we'll try it.
Yeah, okay.
What did he...
He might not answer.
Yeah.
Hiya. We are from the Rivals event last night, and we've got a pair of... Oh, it's going to be so hard not to laugh. Let's just do it.
No, speaker.
Niall. Also, he's saved as Niall TikTok still on my phone. Oh, sorry. I don't think he's going to answer. People don't really answer.
Welcome to the O2 messaging.
Should we leave a message?
Yeah, that's
fun. The person you are calling is
unable. People don't really pick up unknown numbers anymore. This is quite a problem.
To re-record your message, key hash.
And no one listens to voice. Hello, excuse me. We have found a pair of Heelys that we believe were at the Rivals party last night, and we're just wondering if they belong to you since they're your shoe size. Call me back. That really wasn't very good. Thank God that was a...
We found... Did you say they were involved in it? Like...
I panicked, okay? I panicked. But, God, what would have happened if he'd answered?
Oh, man. Also, the voice went completely out of the window.
I know, it could be other than just my voice. A little bit deep.
Oh, man. That's good stuff. I
said, call me back, and it was from an unknown number.
He's not going to be able to.
He's going to be like, I need my Heelys.
Such a bad prank call.
Yeah, I really loved that. I really didn't.
Do we have anyone else you could call and try a prank call and do the same thing? Anyone else at the Rivals event?
I think we should move on.
Second time I've been told to move on. Yeah, fair enough.
It's just purely for me. I've lost confidence in my ability to prank call. I think it needs to be on a Friday night at a certain time.
Okay. It needs to be on a Friday night.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. So should we just wait till Friday night?
Yep, Friday night.
Okay.
I'll get you on a group call.
I'm worried that I'm going to set myself up for pranking now.
Yeah, but then you'll just know it's me.
Yeah, because you'll just do that voice and talk about Heelys. How's all this looking at different, like, all the pickup artists and stuff? Has it affected your Instagram algorithm?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it quickly adapts. So, yeah, well, actually, my boyfriend, who actually, maybe he was looking at them, but just through me looking at them, started getting that. This sounds like a lie.
Yeah, this sounds like your boyfriend's.
Yeah.
How did you meet? Did he cold approach you?
No, but we were kind of cold approaching people together because we were selling magazines on the street, the Economist newspaper. So it was a cold approach sort of situation,
But you weren't trying to manipulate people into relationships?
Relationships, but sales.
Yeah,
there's some manipulation usually, but we met doing that job.
Cool.
Yeah.
But his Instagram is now full of pickup artists.
Yeah, he was saying he was getting it on YouTube. But yeah, luckily it hasn't. I think it's just because I was looking at it just on YouTube. I don't think it's quite translated to my Instagram, but maybe give it a few days and I'll be getting some of these guys. But, you know, maybe that's what I need, just to be immersed with it up until the fringe and then I can really become that character.
Yeah, yeah. Won't be funny. It'll just be quite a horrible, realistic interpretation of.
I mean, that's kind of the vibe I'm going for anyway.
Sick. There's also some, like, these guys are all creeps, and you've done some creeping here on this notes app. I don't know if I should really read out this notes app because it is just someone's full address.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a story behind this. I have been getting calls from estate agents saying that I've applied to rent flats when I haven't. And buy flats as well. So this was me noting down. So a estate agent called me. This happened to me about a year ago and it happened to me again recently. Estate agent called me, said, "Hi, is that Imogen? We're just calling because you put in a request about the 2-bed flat to buy in Richmond." And I'm like, "No, I didn't. I didn't." And then they're like, "Okay, we can see here that you've put in 21 requests to view properties. I honestly haven't. I haven't been at all." So then I like called her back and I was like, "Well, what was I looking for?" So this is me writing down the flat. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if someone's like pranking me. Maybe it's a prank call.
You just talked to us about how people prank call each other in your presence.
This is weird. I got a call. This is annoying. And it happened about a year ago. And then I think they sent me what they'd been shown, and it was like someone had written, "I'm Imogen and I'm on the comedy circuit and I'm looking to rent these flats," and they were all weirdly like quite close to where I live, and it was all kind of similar flats. I was actually looking for a flat, but I hadn't applied for any of those at the time, and it was all really similar ones. I was like, is this a weird AI thing that's just like filled in loads of forms to view properties? But then it happened like the other week, and this was the flat that I this was the address that I apparently lived at. So I was like, "So you have my phone number, what other details do you have about me?" But that address is it doesn't exist.
6 Lycett Road doesn't exist.
Well, when I googled it, it didn't come up.
Yeah, I tried to google it, it didn't come up.
There you go. So I don't know what's happened. What do you think?
I think you
is
might.
Is this someone prank? Is this someone doing a really? Is this karma for taking the piss out of estate agents for years?
No, I don't think there's any karma in taking the piss out of people who deserve to die. No.
Yeah, me too.
Deserve to die was a bit cruel.
Yeah.
I don't think they deserve to die.
Well, if
I
they're
just
pulling
think
this prank, if they're the ones behind this, then let's just say I'm going to be getting that wool balaclava. Throwing them in the van.
Oh, and then?
Telling them, stop doing this.
And then?
Release them.
Yeah.
Once they agree.
What shoes are they wearing?
Well, they're estate agents. They'll probably be wearing
cloven hooves.
Oh. Yeah. Probably from like LK Bennett, something like that.
I'm always so impressed when someone pulls out a label name. LK Bennett. Sounds real. I can't fact check it. That's really creepy and weird. Is that like they've scraped all your data and been like?
I think so. I don't know. So I don't know whether it's again.
Have you asked them?
Yeah, and they find it really funny. They're like, "Yeah, this has happened to us before. This has happened to us before. Someone else had this problem." I'm like, "Okay, well, it's not funny. Like, what is going on?" And they're like, "Yeah, no idea. Okay, Imogen, no worries. So you're not looking to view this property." No, fuck off.
Well, can I actually interest you in some similar ones?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think it's going to be awkward
when I actually need to, when I'm looking for these kind of flats.
Yeah, the boy that cried.
Yeah, exactly.
House market.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm on edge a lot at the moment because of this.
Getting prank calls, getting potentially real calls.
Yep. Well, maybe
Hannah's asleep.
Hannah's asleep. I know. Has she even gotten?
Has she woken up yet? Let's find out.
She hasn't.
Let's end the episode of finding out if Hannah's got up yet.
Oh, she has.
What's she up to?
Hey, babe. Sorry, I fully fell asleep. Ha ha ha! I told you.
Do you want to send her a little voice note?
The anxiety of waiting to do a call. Oh, she's got a call at 3:30. Half three. I thought it was at 3:30, but she texted me this at 4:45, so maybe it got moved. But I did hear that crazy storm. What the hell? Then to the forecast thing. Forecast has been super weird and inaccurate recently, though. I feel like it said it was going to be some stormy bank holiday, then it was super nice. So I'm not sure it can be trusted.
This is such a nice relationship. I really like your friendship with Hannah. It's so nice.
It's really nice, isn't it? Yeah. She's nice to have someone to talk to all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's like reciprocating it as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's very equal.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Should I send a voice note?
Yeah, probably. What should we say?
I don't know.
Let's ask her thoughts about shoes and Heelys.
Okay. Hey, babe. I was just wondering, what's your thoughts about Heelys? Should I get some? Because I was thinking like... Just because I'm doing it. Okay, let's try again.
Try again.
Hey, babe, I was just wondering, what do you think of Heelys? I was thinking of getting some because like, I just thought it's a really good way to kind of get around, but also they look kind of cool. Yeah, let me know what you think. I don't know. I do. She probably won't buy it, but...
She probably won't buy it. She knows you too well.
She knows you too well. at least I enjoyed it.
Who should we get on the podcast next?
Ooh. That's a good question. I have listened to some of your eps, but I don't know the full extensive list of who you've had on. Is there who would you like on?
John Travolta.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Big get, though, I suppose. Niall?
Yeah.
You get Niall on?
Yeah, Niall would be good.
And then listen to his voicemails?
Yeah. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. Call back to my ep.
Yeah, yeah. And then we put the clip of you in there again. And then you'd be like, not another clip. have you enjoyed going through your phone, Imogen?
It's been quite fun, yeah.
Yeah?
It has actually been quite fun, yeah.
Are you happy with your relationship with your phone? Do you like it? Or do you still want to throw it out the window?
You know, it's a toxic relationship. So uh-huh. I'm not going to throw it out the window, but God, do I want to.
Bloody hell. If you had to say what sort of shoes your phone wears.
Oh, that's a good one.
What would they be?
Oh, man. That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I think... sort of permanently breaking in a pair of Doc Martens.
Just blisters all over the
shop.
Yeah,
blisters all over. It's broken. It's seen a lot. It's like, why are you doing this to me?
There's more of the damage. So who's
I don't know.
Phone is the Doc Martin and you're the shoe? So
I think the phone...
You're the foot?
Yeah, I've decided that it's going to wear Doc Martens and it's like, please give me a break. I don't know.
I love it.
I'm sticking with it.
I'm fully on board.
Yeah.
Imogen, that's all we have time for today. Boo! Thanks for coming into the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun.
You had a nice time?
A really fun time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel embarrassed?
No, the shame kicks in off later.
Afterwards,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait to hear from you then.
I'll do some prank calls and bounce
offset
it out. Yeah,
great. Make sure you at home follow at Imogen Andrews Comedy for her amazing sketches. Check out the link in description to catch one of her work in progress shows. And keep an eye out for her Edinburgh show, The Unlikable Worms at the Pleasance Dome, Ace Dome, 9:30 p.m. every day, but not the 17th or something like that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. As always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We teach you how to pick up chicks. Or you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FUBAR. Cold approach us. We love it. Thanks for being here. Keep an eye on next week's episode, and we'll see you soon. Bye. Imogen, say bye.
She just replied.
She just replied. Oh.
Oh, my God.
She's replied.
So crazy. I've been thinking the exact same.
What? What? What?
This is one of the very few times I can't read whether it's a joke or maybe she actually is. Maybe she has been thinking about Heelys.
Wow, that's beautiful. Hannah's on board. I think we should all get some Heelys. Go Heely. That's the best way to cold approach a woman.
Yeah.
Heel up to her.
You can get so many more done in a day.
So many more. Healing from non-consensual interaction to non-consensual interaction.
I think I'm going to put that in my character that she has healings. Yeah. We helped to learn how to use them.
We helped write the show.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, that's the end of the episode, I suppose.
Yay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.